Report contradicts Secret Service claim no fingerprints were found on White House cocaine baggie. By Christina Wong on July 14, 2023. Officials at the White House know who brought cocaine into the White House and have confirmed that finding via fingerprint analysis, according to a report which contradicts a statement released by the Secret Service. A security source told Soldier of Fortune magazine, "We know who handled it. We've known since last week." According to the report, which Breitbart News has not independently verified, two sources disclosed the name of the person who is believed to have handled the cocaine, but the magazine is withholding the name pending official confirmation. The report alleged that the second test by the FBI brought back a hit on fingerprints. The report conflicted with a statement put out by the Secret Service on Thursday, which claimed that the FBI did not develop latent fingerprints and that insufficient DNA was present. The statement said, "The substance and packaging underwent further forensic testing. The substance was analyzed for its chemical composition. The packaging was subjected to advanced fingerprint and DNA analysis. Both of these analyses were conducted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Crime Laboratory given their expertise in this area and independence from the investigation." On July 12, the Secret Service received the FBI's laboratory results, which did not develop latent fingerprints and insufficient DNA was present for investigative comparisons. Therefore, the Secret Service is not able to compare evidence against the known pool of individuals. The FBI's evaluation of the substance also confirmed that it was cocaine. The Secret Service said there was no surveillance video footage found that provided investigative leads or any other means for investigators to identify who may have deposited the cocaine. Without physical evidence, the investigation will not be able to single out a person of interest from the hundreds of individuals who passed through the vestibule where the cocaine was discovered. At this time, the Secret Service's investigation is closed due to a lack of physical evidence, it said. Watch, KJP refuses to answer if White House cocaine belongs to Biden's, scolds reporter. Breitbart News asked U.S. Secret Service spokesman Anthony Guglielmi about the Soldier of Fortune report. He disputed there was any physical evidence that pointed to a person of interest. "This is absolutely not true. The FBI independent from the Secret Service tested the packaging of the cocaine and there were no discernible fingerprints or DNA found on the baggie, the packaging," he said. He added, "There were no investigative leads in the video surveillance that we went through. Nothing that could lead investigators to a possible individual who may have deposited that cocaine in the cubby in the locker. So without that, without any type of physical evidence, in a law enforcement investigation, you know, we really had no ability to question the individuals who were in the White House that day because we did not have any reasonable suspicion to link them to the contraband item. We had no physical evidence to help us identify that person of interest. But I can say definitely that we do have the reporting back from the FBI and it did say there's no physical evidence on that thing," he said. He said the Secret Service had an accounting of people who work in the West Wing, but did not have the ability to match those people to the substance. "Unfortunately, because of that lack of evidence, we just were not able to make a definitive identity of a potential person of interest," he said. He said there were about 500 people who had gone through that entrance between Friday, June 7, and Sunday, July 2, when it was discovered. He did say, however, that if Soldier of Fortune magazine had sourcing about who the person is that brought in the cocaine, they would be interested in hearing that information. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.